Ok, subito nella scrivena. Ok, nella scrivena. So, basically, the Gemara says that even though you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvus, the nighttime Kriyat Shema late, whatever late means, okay, very late, still you can't say Hashkivena. You can't say that the Brach of Kriyat Shema, which says asking God to bring, you know, to put us to sleep and cause us to sleep in peace and so on and so forth. Okay, but the question is, what time period are we talking about? In what time period are we talking about? And just generally, why is there a difference? I mean, after all, v'shach b'chal v'kumachas, v'shach b'chal is man shchiva, and hashkivenu is shchiva. So why is it that there's a discrepancy? I mean, everyone's going to have to explain that. But that's like the import of this Gemara, according to anybody, is that kriyashma is not the same thing as hashkivenu. They're both tied in with shchiva somehow, but the Zman of Kriya Shema extends beyond the Shchiva, the Shachbucha of Kriya Shema extends beyond the Shachbucha of Shchiva of Hashkivenu. Like, that's what the Gemara is saying. Ubevad Shalim Hashkivenu. And even though you could say Kriya Shema, Shalaila at that time, not quite. Don't do Hashkivenu. Okay? The question is, when are we talking about it? What time period? Okay? So Rashi says it's talking about at the end of the night, prior to dawn. Okay? Prior to dawn. Okay? Even though when it's close to dawn, you could say Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, nighttime Kriya Shema, because it's nighttime. Everyone's, people are sleeping. In fact, most people are sleeping, right? Still, you can't say Hashkivenu. Because it's not the beginning, it's not the Tchilas. It's no longer the Zman Tchilas Shchiva. No longer the time of the beginning of sleeping, but only the time of the end of sleeping. Like, I guess he means no one goes to sleep 5 minutes before dawn, because you're going to have to wake up very close, very soon. Right? You may still be sleeping if you went to sleep at a normal time. No one's going to be awake and hang out. No one's going to be awake because it's still dark. But you don't go to sleep then. Right? That's what he's saying, right? And so for some reason, when it comes to Kriya Shema, that's okay. When it comes to Hashkivenu, that's not okay. Right? Okay. So maybe we should explain that first. We should explain that first. Okay, what's the idea? Within Rashi, before we get to the Getzidosis. Okay, so yeah, before the Rashi, you can, before dawn, you're allowed to say Shachris Kriyashma Shalaila, but you can't say Hashkivenu, the prayer that God should cause us to sleep in peace, because it's no longer the time where people go to sleep. Okay, so what we're saying is, I guess the guys are all putting together here that it means there's a difference between Kriyashma and Hashkivenu. Shri Kriya Shema is that there are certain ideas, certain important philosophical ideas, that it's important that a person reviews twice a day, in both periods of his life, so to speak, in the sleeping time and in the waking time, in the kima time. Shachva v'kumacha. So you're basically trying to take a time period and give it a quality of having these ideas, or reviewing these ideas. So you take that portion of your life and then incorporate those ideas into it. So you can incorporate those ideas into the beginning of it, the end of it. Who really cares? It's just the idea that the time period should contain, should have the quality that has these ideas. That you reflect on these ideas in each stage of your life. So you do the beginning of the last stage, end of the stage, it doesn't really matter. It's just an idea that the period contains these ideas. Okay, it doesn't really matter when you do it. As long as people are still the time of Shriva, it's fine. But in Hashkivenu, it's a request that God will make us sleep peacefully. Hashkivenu Hashem again Shalom. Put us to sleep and give us a restful sleep, a replenishing sleep. So a request, the idea of this replenishing sleep, restful sleep, comes from the totality of the sleep. Right, from the means you sleep well the entire night or whatever, but it doesn't it doesn't make sense to request that God gives us a replenishing, a restful sleep 1 minute before the sleep is over, because the sleep is already gone, or whatever it was. You can't request for something after it's done. Right? That's not the way sleep works. So it only makes sense to request that in the Tazman Tchila Shriva, in a time where the sleep is yet indeterminate. Right? Even if it's an hour into the sleep, even if it's like 10 o'clock at night, so you say, you still have hours to go. So it's a Tazman Tchila Shriva. So it's appropriate to request of God that He makes our sleep restful. But once it's the end and it's so close to dawn, even if it's not yet dawn, but it's 10 minutes before dawn or whatever, so it just doesn't make sense to make that request. Even though people are sleeping, and it's still the time of sleeping, but since it's a request about the sleep, you can't do it once the sleep is almost done. But again, in Kriya Shema, it's not a request about the sleep, it's just qualifying the time period. So what's the difference? You do it in either time, at any point in it. Okay, that's good, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you say is like a weak point? There's something funny about Rashi. Something funny about Rashi that stands out a little bit. What's funny about Rashi is like, so Samach Lamashachar, so he says, Samach Lamashachar Lamashachar. Okay, close to Lamashachar. So like, what does that mean exactly? Like, where, what time period does that refer to? Right? He doesn't even say. How am I supposed to know? I mean, I want to buy a Shaila. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Do I say Ashkeredo? It's 3 o'clock. Do I say Ashkeredo? It's 2 o'clock. Like, where do you draw the line here? Right? We don't know. I mean, what kind of is there? There's no. Rashi doesn't supply us with something, and it doesn't seem like there is really an objective thing. So, what are you going to say? Is people are still have a good amount to sleep out of them? Like, what? That's not a halachic. Like, how do you assess it? You just get a feeling for what, you know, how it feels? You know? It's like a strange. And presumably there's no shear given, because what shear is there? There's no time like that in the middle of the night. There's no shear. Like, how's it going to be? Just saying, Samach Lamana Shachar. Samach Lamana Shachar. So, I don't know. It's kind of funny. Kind of funny that he leaves that. He doesn't really address that. Right? He doesn't really address that. Okay, but let's leave that hanging. Okay? Unless this one have an answer for that? Okay, let's leave that hanging. Let's move.
What question are you asking?
I'm just asking, is like, it's, I don't know, is that bothersome? Is like, is that legit? To just have a halachic thing that just is left wide open like that?
Are you asking why is he leaving it like that? Or why is he choosing that Zman, or what is this Zman?
I'm asking both. I'm saying, what is this Zman? Practically, and that's one answer, and one question that you have to answer, and then what kind of thing is that? I mean, even if you tell me it means a half hour, and what kind of whatever, that what kind of halacha is that? I mean, whoever heard of a halacha like that doesn't have a, it's open-ended in that way. And if there is a shear, then say it. Seems like there is no shear, so then how do you decide? And is that a... Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm not sure exactly what the question is. It doesn't make halachic sense, really. It's halachically problematic. Even though there's a good reason behind the thing, it just seems to be lacking halachically. Yeah. Oops. Uh-oh. Okay, so Tosus is like this. Tosus doesn't like Rashi. First of all, he has like the flow of the Gemara doesn't seem like Rashi. Because, and again, we don't have to get so much into this, it's just a matter of the context of the Gemara, is that Rashi is saying that this whole thing is going on the case one in the Gemara. The Gemara is case one, case two, and then it has this statement. Case one is where he's saying Kriya Shema, the nighttime Kriya Shema before dawn. Case two is where you do nighttime Kriya Shema after dawn, before sunrise. And then you have this qualification, don't say Hashkivenu. Even though you're doing nighttime Kriya Shema late, don't do Hashkivenu. So Rashi says, it's going back to case one. What you're doing, Kriya Shema at night, before dawn, don't do Ashkeret of that. Tosa says, put it after case one. Why are you putting it after case two? After case two, it sounds like it's really going on after case two. Okay, so therefore, I mean, that's basically his kasha. And not only that, he says, before dawn is man shriva. It is man shriva. He says, what's Rashi mean? Apparently he doesn't buy this. It's chila shchiva, so shchiva, beginning of shchiva, end of shchiva, who cares? I mean, he says, that is man shchiva. Everyone is sleeping at that time, that's man shchiva, for sure. Prior to dawn. So he says, therefore it's talking about when, after Arman HaShachar, case two, where it's after Arman HaShachar, so you have a right to say Kriya Shema then, because some people are still sleeping. So therefore you could still consider it Zman Shriva, right? Because there are still some people who sleep. But he says you can't say Hashkivenu because it's not Zman Shriva, because the is on. Right? So what do you mean because it's not Zman Shriva? But he just said, I mean, Vizir Krishma, it is Zman Shriva. Right? So what's the difference?
What's the whole thing of,
I'm thinking like what Yonah's saying. Okay, let me flesh it out a little bit. But that
was Rashi. It's funny because Rashi is saying, no, it's not the Zman of Sof Shriva. People aren't really sleeping there. It's only Zman Sof Shriva, not Tchila Shriva. And Tosa says, it's definitely Zman Shriva. Like, it sounds funny. Like, Rashi is saying it's not, and Tosa is saying Zman Shriva. So maybe it means that there's like, and this is what we were talking about before, Johnny, right? That was the thing. It's like, those are your story, right?
Yeah.
Is it mean the time Shriva means the top? Or maybe like this. Is it pshat that we're asking God to make our sleep restful? To make us have a restful sleep? Or is it saying we're asking God to put us to sleep restfully? Like the process of going to sleep. We're asking God to make us fall asleep well and peacefully, not to, you know. It's, and of course, I guess the sleep which goes with it, but it's on the process of going to sleep. She's going to put us to sleep properly, well. Whereas Rashi is learning it's on the state of sleep, that our sleep should have a character. So it doesn't make sense. The state of sleep is a very long state. It doesn't make sense in the very end of it to ask to make it restful. But if you say that it's to put us to sleep, so putting us to sleep, he's saying is, the question is, that's appropriate as long as people are still going to sleep. So it could be he's saying is that, and I kind of said this isn't true before, but it could be as long as it's still dark outside, someone would go to sleep. And if you're up and you've been busy doing something and it's whatever, it's still dark, so even though it's really close to the morning, at least you'll go to sleep, take an hour and a half, whatever it is. I mean, it's going to be light soon, but sun's going to rise, but it's still dark outside. But he's saying is that once it becomes light, you don't go to sleep. Once it's starting to get light, you don't go to sleep anymore. As you go to sleep, it's pitch black, so then it's the same, it's perfect quality to go to sleep. But you don't go to sleep in a time which is already light and getting lighter. That's the person that's bad, is saying the person doesn't do that. It's not a time of going to sleep. It's basically like it's daytime now. It's still a little bit dark, but it's already, you know. But once it's dark, it's dark. It's still pitch black outside. Why would a person go to sleep? You don't have a watch. You don't have a watch. I mean, it's dark. What's the difference? It's the dark, it's the dark. It hasn't been dawn yet, so it's no light. So it's basically, it's still dark. So what he's saying is, so Rosotosis is learning that since it's on the going to sleep, he says the whole night is definitely equally good. What's the difference? But afterwards, it's not time of going to sleep. So he says it's not Zman Shriva. He means in the framework of Hashkivenu, it's not Zman Shriva, because Zman Shriva is going to sleep, you don't go to sleep. But the framework of Kriyashma of Shachucha is not going to sleep, it's the Zman of sleep. It's the time when people are sleeping, so since people are still sleeping. See, if you're already asleep, or at this point, if you're already asleep in the night, so then it could carry on, the guy could carry over his sleep and stay asleep through dawn up until the sunrise, until the sun comes out and it's really light. It's still kind of dark, and if you already went to sleep earlier, so then you're not going to have to wake up at the crack of dawn. But you don't go to sleep after the crack of dawn, then it's already daytime. You know, so it's a time of sleeping, of continued sleep. Time of continued sleep until sunrise. The sunrise is what really wakes you up. That's it. Everyone wakes everyone up. But the dawn is enough to prevent you from going to sleep. Right. I mean, that's true. I mean, that's kind of the way it works with sleep, is that it's much harder to fall asleep than to stay asleep, right? So something which would prevent you from falling asleep, something which should prevent you from falling asleep isn't necessarily going to wake you up, right? So if it's light, a little bit light in the room, let's say. it's a little bit light in the room, or it's like, you know, not, it is like bright in the room, you know, it's going to wake you up. Someone's going to turn on, you know, sunshine in your face. It's going to wake you up. But if it's like medium amount of light, so I mean, you may not be able to go to sleep like that, but it's not going to wake you up if you're already asleep. Or like a little bit talking. A little talking in the room, you know. You're not going to fall asleep when it's like that, but, you know, most people, you know, but it's not going to wake you up. So this idea, so the thing is like at dawn, this time between dawn and sunrise, it's not necessarily going to wake somebody up. So therefore, people still will be sleeping. But it's not enough. People don't go to sleep like that. It's already light. That's what he says, Kinshala Kwar Shachar. Since it already rose, you don't go to sleep then. So it's not time for going to sleep. Going to sleep. But Rashi's learning it's not on going to sleep, it's on the state of the restful sleep. So now you're saying if that's the case, then generically the sleep is a long activity. And it doesn't make sense to ask for God to make that long activity restful in the very end of it. The very end of it. Generically, for most people this is the very end of the activity. The very end of the activity. So then it doesn't make sense to be mivakesh for it at the end of that activity.
Could we defend Rashi? That question about Samach. You know, that he says that you can't say Ashkenu when it's close to Marash Achar. So the question is, what kind of thing is that?
Close to Marash Achar. Right? I mean, how does that work exactly? Right? But what does that mean? And what kind of halacha is that? So maybe like this, is it just to first mention Yehuda's point. So I think, what does it mean, Samach? What does it mean, practically? So I think Yehuda's right, is that it must be, it's a subjective sense that a person gets that it's Samach Tamar Shachar. Certain sense. Like, we have clocks nowadays, and we have minutes, so it's no way, it's, yeah, I don't know how many minutes it is. It's like, it's hard to answer that question. But there's an idea of, you're back in the day, a certain amount of light, a certain whatever, a sense that you get that I'm not... that my sleep is basically almost over. Right, the sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, you get that feeling. Where you still have a good amount of sleep to go, and then sometimes you get a sense like, it's almost over. You know, the sleep is not going to be restful anymore. If it wasn't, it is what it is, I'll stay asleep for a little bit. But so what it's saying is that the bakasha for going to sleep has to be at a point where the sleep is, they still have a good amount of sleep left on the way. But if it's almost on a shachar, basically you're just getting in the last bits of sleep, that's not appropriate. Not appropriate time to make the request to say, Ashkenu, give us a good restful sleep. It's already Samach Lamashachar, but how you define it as Samach Lamashachar, it can be based on a subjective sense. It doesn't have an objective concrete share, it's not an amount of minutes, it goes by the sense of the Gavra. But now the question is, so that's what does he mean? But now the question is, why, whoever heard of halacha like that? What kind of halacha that it goes by? I mean, halacha is Shiurim, right? So it could be that the answer is that Rashi will say, this is not really a halacha, per se. But this is bakasha. Like, you're right, if it's like a mitzvah, like a tzuras mitzvah, you know, like Kriya Shema, for instance, is like a mitzvah in Tariag, or, you know, Echil Matzah, I mean, like a structured mitzvah, so then of course you have to have his man. So have his man of the mitzvah. But this is a bakasha. It's like, Kriya Shema, Chazal said that you should attach to Kriya Shema bakashas, like let's say one thing, different brachas, and this is a bakasha about God making us sleep appropriately. Right now, if the bakasha doesn't make sense, so then you can't say it. It's a bakasha. So this bakasha is like a person making a request of God. It's not like he's involved in a formulaic halachic structure. He's involved in requesting something of God. Now, if it doesn't make sense to request that of God when it's Samach Tamar Shachar, it's just not a sensible request. So, and that's the Akasha. It's like, so what are you going to do? Leave out Ashkenu? Right? Like, they asked that. That's what someone wanted to say. I think it was Rabbi Yonah brought down someone that you just leave out the first few words. Ashkenu, Shana, Shana, Sunday, and you start the second name, it's Tova. Because he says, how can you not get a Baruch Krishma? You ever not get one of the brachas? Right, so but the Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't think about it. But I think the answer is that you can't say it. It's a brachas Kriya Shema. It's a bracha. It's a request, and you simply can't say it. It's a shevach. It doesn't make. It's not a tzuras mitzvah, which is like a rigorous thing. Like it's nighttime and it's Kriya Shema, and this is structurally part of Kriya Shema. It's not part of Kriya Shema. It's a bakasha. And a bakasha has to make sense. It's a human activity, requesting, turning to God and making a request. If the request doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. So built into the takana of Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema had to be that you can't do this if it's samachta on a shahar. So it's like, it's not because of the fact that it's not like a structured Maisa HaMitzvah. If it's a structured Maisa HaMitzvah, then you could say, I'm not sure, even if it were. It could be it doesn't lend itself. A request like this doesn't lend itself to being like a concrete structure. It's a person making a request of God, and if the request doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. So it doesn't, you can't just say, well, it's this man of sleeping, and there's no way to differentiate, so therefore just request it. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. I could request it. It's not an appropriate request. A request has to have, there's a reality of a request beyond just the technical halachic structure. So there's a reality before God, and it can't be. So that's what he's saying. And when is that reality? It goes by this person. Because Shevach or Bakasha is a person turning to God. And if the person, in the framework of the person turning to God, it makes sense and it's an appropriate request, then he could say it. If in his framework it's not an appropriate request, then he can't say it. So he's holding, it's not a structured, Kriya Shema B'Shach B'Cha is just an idea you have to qualify as a time period. It's objective halacha, the Torah says you have to qualify as a time period. And technically this time period is much leaver fine. So you don't feel whatever. It's nothing to do with the way you feel, it's nothing to do with anything. It's just an objective halachic structure. But in here, it's a request of God, and a request that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So you can't do it. And that's built into the thing. The Rabbanan couldn't have been mechayev you to do it. It doesn't matter. It's a berachas Kriya Shema, and so to come to the Rabbanan. They can't mechayev you to do the thing. It doesn't make sense. It's like a question of whether I think it's a halachic sugya, is whether a blind person could say the bracha of Yotzer HaMaoros. Because he doesn't, Yotzer HaMaoros, that God created the lights, the luminaries. Because he doesn't really benefit from them. So, that's one of the berachas Kriya Shema also. But you can't say it because what does he benefit? So I think they say he benefits because other people see it and therefore they don't bump into him. And it's like it's a machlokas b'ma machlokas. It's like secondarily he benefits from them. But what do you mean? I cannot say it's Rosh Kriya Shema. But the answer is you can't give a shevach if it's not if you have no shaychus to the shevach. It's not shevach. So it's just not you can't be saying it, right? I mean, there's other room to argue, but. There's this idea, you see, even though it's Berachas Kriya Shema, but it's Bracha, but if you can't say it. Like the Shita is on Machlokas, Berachas HaShachar. You don't say, let's say, Shasa Lichot Tzarki if you don't wear shoes, according to the Rambam. I mean, different Shitas, you know, but if you're saying it's Shavach on, but giving you shoes, you don't say shoes, you can't say, it's Takana, it's whatever. But these things are based upon the reality of the thing. So it could be that's what Rashi is learning. You can't, you're right, in ordinary halachas, Tayyig mitzvahs, they're shiurim, and these things are concretized, but not in a bakasha. Bakasha, it's saying, is even though it's part of the Kriya Shema, don't start thinking now it's saying Kriya Shema, you could say Rosh Kriya Shema, not so fast. Yeah, like they said, it's tefillah. Let's say a guy is a chiv of tefillah, but let's say you don't have kavana. You can't have kavana, you just came from the road. You can't have kavana, so you don't do tefillah. I have to, but you can't. So you could say the words, but it's not words. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is a certain state of a person. I'm going to finish. I mean, that kavanah is not tefillah. So you just can't do it. So saying the bakasha. Bakasha isn't just saying the formula hashkivinu. It's a request. And if the request doesn't make sense, you can't say it. So it's not possible to say it now. So he's saying this hashkivinu means give us a restful sleep. The sleep is over. 5 minutes left. So give us a restful sleep. It doesn't make any sense. So you're going to say the words, but you can't have a chayav of words. See, this is why it says, like, by what mitzvah is this? By a mitzvah where there's a reality which precedes, is more primary than the technical halachic structure. Like, chiz matzah, my mitzvah. I don't care, you can think of you whatever, it doesn't affect it. Nothing else is going to affect it. But by a mitzvah like tefillah, shevach, bakasha, there has to be a reality upon which it's based. If there that reality is taken out from under it, then you simply can't exist. And that reality is a subjective reality. Kavana is a subjective thing. What's the objective concrete thing you can't have kavana? I can't. I don't know. Whatever. Call what you want. I can't have kavana. What's the objective thing? I just went to a party and whatever. Bottom line is I can't do it. I can't have kavana. I can't have kavana. What are you going to do? It's a talidin das to the person. So if the person feels like it's a mashacha, that's it. Yeah.
Tomorrow I think I want to do Menachas on Gimel days. Okay, it's the next sugya. It's a totally different sugya. But it's a question about the guy bringing Garba from Shalom. Okay? Yeah.
Where is it?
Ein Gimel Beis Menachos. Top of the page, first few lines.
Okay.
First like 10, 15 lines. It's Rashi's. Both Rashi's. There's two Rashi's.